The group Hem first released its album Rabbit Songs on their own small label Waveland in June 2002. It's just been given a wider release by a major label, DreamWorks, largely due to the support of producer-executive Lenny Waronker, who championed artists like Randy Newman and Van Dyke Parks when he headed up Warner Brothers Records in the 70s. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Hem's Rabbit Songs is at once an echo of that time and something fresh as well.
Rabbit Songs sounds so much like the creation of a singer-songwriter, a 70s throwback working in solitude to eke out the pain and joy of her soul, that it's somewhat startling to learn that the exact opposite is true. Although it's the voice of Sally Ellison that's the most immediately entrancing element of this music, Hem is actually a band formed by two producers and multi-instrumentalists, Dan Massey and Gary Maurer. Along with guitarist Steve Curtis, the three men put an ad in the Village Voice for a singer. Massey, the group's principal songwriter, apparently didn't place much faith in his own vocal cords to sell his delicate songs. And one of the responses came from Sally Ellison, who sent them a tape of herself singing lullabies a cappella. Her throat proved to be just the thing for the dry, spare melancholy Massey was aiming for with Hem. That's Leave Me Here, and when Ellison sings, I Should Wake Up This Town, you're likely to fall into a trance. All around her, piano notes fall like raindrops, even as she sings about the flames of her heart climbing higher, a heat that makes the rain of the music evaporate into mist. Most of the time on this album, Dan Massey's language is intentionally open and elusive. That song could just as likely be about death itself as about deathless love. But listen to what Sally Ellison can do when she's given a lyric that describes a specific life and how it's been lived.
When I was drinking, when I was with you, living it up when the rent was due, with nothing and no one to live up to, you.
Although Hem's instrumentation, which includes steel guitar and violin played as a fiddle, flirts with country rhythms, that song takes one of country's recurring themes, not just drinking, but alcoholism, and makes it do the 12-step instead of the 2-step. Few songs have made sobriety sound downright alluring. And again, much of that is due to Ellison's wistful voice.
There's a lady. And sees you the same as before. When you lay beside me every night, though now you are with me no more, I can still see the hem of your dress and the comb as it's in your hair, and the person sees you the same as before.
There are times when you can pick out Dan Massey's influences. Randy Newman certainly on that song, and he's owned up to Laura Nyro. But I hear Joni Mitchell's Blue Period in this one. Transcending those influences, Hem has meshed its origins and come up with its own hybrid, the country rock pop lullaby, one that, if it does lure you into sleep, will fill your dreams with a vivid intensity.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.